I see here that you've been prescribed two medications for your asthma, a controller medication and a rescue medication. How are you currently taking your medications?
I use my inhaler, albuterol, just about every day, during basketball practice and other sports. The doctor prescribed it about a year ago for allergy-related asthma. He prescribed the second medication a few months ago, but I haven't filled the prescription.
What happens during basketball practice?
Coughing, trouble breathing. It's really pretty scary, and it scares the kids.
I bet. And the albuterol helps?
Definitely.
Why haven't you filled your prescription for the controller medication?
The nurse is assessing David's cons, the perceived costs or disadvantages of taking the controller medication.
Well, I don't really like taking medication, and the doctor said I probably have to be on the new one every day for the rest of my life. I just don't want to think about that.
What stage of change do you think David is in? The nurse's guess at this point is pre-contemplation.
Do you have any intention of starting the new medication at any time soon?
Honestly, not really.
Here, the nurse has confirmed that David is in the pre-contemplation stage.
What is your understanding of why you are prescribed the new medication?
The albuterol isn't really preventing my attacks.
Exactly. And like you said, your attacks can feel pretty scary.
Yeah, it feels like I'm going to die.
What process of change is being tapped here? If you said dramatic relief, you're right. Dramatic relief is experiencing negative emotions, fear, anxiety, that go along with the old behavior.
It must be hard to experience that every time you coach or do something athletic.
Yeah, and I don't want to scare the kids either. It makes me wonder whether I should be coaching.
But you seem so committed to your team. It'd be a shame to give it up.
Yeah.
David and the nurse now have begun to focus on the pros, the perceived benefits or advantages of taking the new medication. Next, the nurse provides education or consciousness raising as she continues to raise the pros.
The new medication, if taken regularly, can reduce the narrowing of your airways and your lungs and reduce the swelling and irritation that causes asthma. It kind of gets your airways in shape to help prevent attacks or reduce their intensity. It's called a controller medication because it can help you get your asthma under better control. It's recommended for people who need their rescue inhaler more than once or twice a week, like you. Needing to rely on your rescue inhaler more often than that means your asthma is not under control.
If I took the new medication, would I have to give up my rescue inhaler?
No. Like now, you would need to have your rescue inhaler with you at all times. The goal for you is to need it less often. If you need your rescue inhaler less often, you might decrease, overall, the medication you're taking.
Here, the nurse is responding to one of the cons David mentioned earlier, his desire to avoid taking more medication.
Who knows? You might even become a role model for one of your athletes with asthma.
Here, the nurse is focusing on environmental reevaluation by noting how David could be a role model. David and the nurse go on to discuss the side effects of the medication. David said that he is willing to give the controller medication a try. After David decides that he is willing to give the controller medication a try, what stage is he in? It's preparation. The nurse praises David for his decision and then begins to work with him to establish a start date and an achievable plan. They're examples of self-liberation.
That's great. Do you still have the prescription the doctor gave you?
Yes.
When would you be able to fill it?
I could fill it this afternoon and start taking it tomorrow.
Excellent. You'll need to take the medication every day, twice a day, with doses about 12 hours apart. What time would it make sense for you to take it?
I could take it when I get up in the morning and then before dinner.
So when would that be?
6:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m.
Notice how the nurse has anticipated potential barriers for David starting and adhering to the medication regimen, having lost the prescription or having an inconvenient medication taking schedule, and has worked with David to address them. Next, the nurse will use one of the behavioral processes of change, stimulus control, to help David make a small change in his environment that can help increase his chances of success.
It helps to put the medication in a spot you'll see every morning as a reminder so you don't forget to take it. Or you could post a note somewhere to remind you.
I could keep the medication next to the coffee maker.
Good idea.
Finally, they arrange for follow-up. The nurse will be available to answer questions and help with any problems that come up.
Okay, I'd like to call you in about a week to see how you're doing with this plan and to see if you have any questions or concerns about the medication. Meanwhile, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to call.
Notice how the nurse, throughout, responded to where David was in his readiness to take the new medication. She relied on the early stage principles and processes of change at the outset and then moved to the more behavioral processes only after David progressed to the preparation stage. The extra time they took to plan ahead and arrange follow-up can increase the likelihood that David will follow through and take his medication as prescribed. Is there anything you would have done differently during this session? Did the nurse use any other TTM principles and processes of change that I haven't commented on? Were they stage appropriate? Are there any other TTM stage-matched principles and processes of change that she would have used? Finally, what principles of motivational interviewing were used here? One principle was express empathy. By using a stage approach, the nurse showed her understanding and acceptance of the patient and his current attitudes and behaviors. She did not judge or criticize him or pressure him to change. She also used reflections and other language that demonstrated she heard and understood him. Another principle was develop discrepancy. The nurse helped David see how his current behavior was jeopardizing something valuable to him, his coaching.